When you have an event that you want to perform additional analysis on, you will perform additional research for situational awareness. For example, you may run queries to see how many systems were attempting to connect to the targeted system. From there, you can isolate any suspicious connections and perform additional research to find the IP origin. The originating IP address may be an intermediary host, but it can give you insight into the legitimacy of the connection. IP information can be researched using tools like NSLookup and Whois, and if you don't have them available on your computer, they're available on the internet. You may have to visit the regional network internet centers for additional information for like foreign addresses. So APNIC for Asia, RIPE for Europe, ARIN is actually the repository for the US. Be cognizant of your system and any potential false positive events. So Windows will generate audit entries for, say, removable storage. And depending on how the system ACL is configured, entries may be generated for system backups to a network drive or to another local partition. Analysts need to be familiar with these nuances so that they can focus their efforts on true positive events. Other things to look for include suspicious outbound connection attempts. As mentioned in other lessons, inbound firewall rules are usually more stringent than outbound rules. A compromised system may attempt to phone home using shell connections or uploading data using FTP. Most security information and event management tools have the ability to use Boolean logic. Becoming familiar with special characters, wildcards, and even negation will help you filter through log files and actually get you the results that you want.